Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. I'm Mangino, sitting in for Marty. Marty is back on Monday. We'll get back to President Trump doing his dead-level best to undermine the confidence of the American people in our election system. We'll get to that. First, though, I want to talk about schools and reopening and to what extent can they safely? Interesting piece from KDKA-TV this morning regarding this very issue, especially when you look at varying ages of children going to school from kindergarten, you know, 5 years old, all the way through till 17, 18-year-olds, and how different age children react differently to COVID-19. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Joseph Arikri. He is the chair of pediatrics over at AHN. Doctor, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hi, how are you doing today? Last name, by the way, is Arikri.
I apologize for that. Very much so, Dr. Arikri. The issue of children going to school, is it just to look at this differently if we're talking about children of varying ages between kindergarten and high school?
It does vary significantly based on age and their capabilities to learn and how it influences their psychoeducational development.
Does it matter when it comes to their potential exposure to COVID-19, their ability to contract it, spread it, and then have harmful effects from it?
Well, we've learned a lot about COVID since it first came on site earlier this year. Now, we know the majority of children, majority of young people, 18 and younger, majority of them will have no symptoms when they come in contact with COVID or have very minimal symptoms if they do come in contact with COVID. We also know that the younger children, especially, younger than 11, are less likely to spread it among themselves, and they handle COVID very well. So we've been very fortunate that it has not been hitting our pediatric population.
Do you think it's a reasonable consideration for school districts to look at elementary schools opening up in a different fashion than maybe junior high or high schools then?
I think what we need to do is we need to look at the individual age group, figure out how they best work in the school system and how they best learn. Now, several studies that have come out, and remember, COVID is very new, so these studies are very young and very very early, showing that younger children really did not do well with online learning. However, in a high school population, they seem to fare pretty well, but not as well as they did prior to in-person education.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Dr. Joseph Arikri. He is the chair of pediatrics over at Allegheny Health Network. When it comes to the younger children and their risk when it comes to COVID-19, factoring in less of a likelihood that they're going to maintain social distancing and actually wearing a mask for kids as young as 5, 6, 7, 8 years of age, how do we factor all of that into decision-making when it comes to going to school and doing it safely and the safeguards that are put in place?
Well, again, like I said before, we know that the kids really don't get that sick with COVID, so we don't have to worry about it as much from an infectious disease standpoint. What we really have to worry about is how it's affecting the children psychoeducationally. We've been seeing an increase, especially in that age group, mm-hmm. of anxiety, depression, some regression going on. In some children that really depend on the food services in school, we've been seeing an increase in food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we're looking at children in the educational system, we really have to, everything has risks, and we have to carefully weigh those risks.
There was a study that was recently published in the American Medical Association, Journal of the American Medical Association, a study out of Children's Hospital in Cincinnati, that 1.37 million fewer cases of COVID-19 over a 26-day period, 40,600 fewer deaths over a 16-day period as a result of schools that closed early. They do make it clear that you can't use this just as a blanket statement moving forward when it comes to opening schools. Your thoughts about what they're alleging in their study?
Yeah, I saw that study came out a couple days ago, and it does show in their study, but if you look at other studies through other countries, we have not been seeing that effect as well. Again, remember, COVID is very young, and unfortunately, with this particular virus going around, proper channels have not been followed with following research studies as they come out with good peer review. So we have to take everything into consideration. We know that we have to protect our elderly. We know we have to protect our grandparents, and we know how to protect them. We also have to preserve our children and make sure they have a good education and they have good life experience as well.
When it comes to protecting those who are the most vulnerable, then, you say we know how to. Remind us how to. What can we do as common, ordinary, everyday people do to make a difference to improve the likelihood of life and health for those who are most vulnerable?
Right. I mean, it's as simple as everything that's been going around for the past couple months. You know, wear a face mask when you're around the elderly. Maintain social distancing, which is 6 feet. Remember, close contact is being within 10 to 15 minutes, of being within 6 feet of somebody for more than 10 to 15 minutes. Wash your hands. And again, try to maintain that social distance. That's the most important thing. This is all passed by respiratory droplets.
Does it also matter for those who are in nursing facilities that we wear those masks and take those precautions around the general public because those individuals who work there then go back and shop in our stores and live lives with the rest of us as well?
I mean, I think in every aspect of our life while we're going through this, we should try to do our best to maintain social distancing. Now, remember, masking doesn't prevent you from getting the virus. It prevents you from spreading the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're around the most vulnerable population, you should have a mask on.
Once again, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Dr. Joseph Arikri. He's the chair of pediatrics over at Allegheny Health Network, and we do appreciate your time, doctor. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Have yourself a good day. 10:14, traffic on the fives coming up, and more about the elections in moments on KDK Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.